You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Right this minute, your heart is pumping 1.3 gallons of blood. It's doing it all this in a minute. That totals 1,800 gallons of blood a day. It's amazing. And our guest, Dr. Heather Manley, she's a naturopathic physician, is here to tell us how to keep this miraculous organ pumping really strong. Dr. Heather, 1,800 gallons a day. That's a lot. We don't have 1,800 gallons in our body. So help me with the math here.
Well, the human body is quite amazing, and the heart is definitely an organ that we should be taking really good care of because it does have a big job. So, yeah, the blood is made up of like plasma, white blood cells, platelets, water, red blood cells, and millions of red blood cells are being made, and they're dying every second. And so they're being made, it's all being recycled and push through the body that way. So it's just really a big recycling, dying and creating balance.
You know what? I have to, every time I hear they're dying, I'm like, I'm dying. But you're saying that our body makes new ones as fast as it takes care of the old ones. You say recycling. That's incredible.
The body knows
I didn't
what
know
to
that.
Do. Right. So red blood cells live for about 120 days. So, your supply is constantly being broken down and recycled. The other thing that I definitely want to mention is that about 55% of the blood is water. So, 55% of the blood is made of plasma, and 90% of plasma is water. So this is one really important reason why we need to be keeping hydrated.
Wow, that's just a lot of great information already. So that we have when we say that it pumps 1,800 gallons a day, it's recycling the new refreshed blood cells as well as the ones that are living, goes round and round and round a day. I understand that it actually, when your heart pumps once, that within 60 seconds it is completely gone through your body. Is that right?
Yeah, it's very efficient. It's very fast. It has a job and it does it very well. And so it's constantly, doing its thing. It's an involuntary muscle, so the body is telling it what to do. We're not really telling it what to do by. Does that make sense? It's involuntary, so it's just doing it. It's like our lungs. We're always breathing. We don't really have to think about breathing. We don't have to think about our heart pumping. And so, I always think of the body as, it doesn't want to be sick. It wants to be as healthy as it can. So the heart is going to be, it's going to work really hard to pump the blood through the body, to give the body the oxygen and nutrients it needs so it can function optimally.
That is amazing. So we're talking this amazing process that goes on. I'm guessing it goes on throughout our whole life cycle, from just being born all the way till we're elderly. Is there any time in our lifespan that it becomes more important to watch for your heart and your heart health?
The heart pumps the blood that's filled with oxygen and nutrients to every cell of every organ in the body, so it's always going to be important. So I don't think I could really say that at one time in our life it's more important than other times, because it's always important.
It totally makes sense, because if you skip a beat, your body already knows it. You know it. It doesn't take much for you to know that it's not functioning.
And the whole body is so interconnected. So, the minute that the blood doesn't have as much red blood cells, like say you give blood, then, other parts of the body are like, oh, we got to make more red blood cells. So, it's so fast at reacting and making and creating to keep the balance flowing. So, I think that you know, the one thing that I, you know, stress in my practice as an naturopathic physician, and I would think most doctors would, is prevention and making sure that we're fueling our body as well as we can with food and nutrients and reacting better to stress and keeping active, you know, just all the basic foundational aspects of living.
Well, we're going to get into that, but I want to go back to this awareness that I think, you know, you can put your hand over your chest and you can hear, you can feel the heartbeat. The doctor can hear it beat, but otherwise you aren't directing it. It's self-directed. As you say, it's involuntary,
right.
Self-directed, which is amazing. But that requires the proper chemical balance, which I do want to get into. But first, let's just explain why the blood needs to be pumped throughout the body. Where does it go? And just give us a little cardio system overview, if you could, real quick.
Well, we need the circulatory system because it's feeding our body. It's basically feeding our body with the nutrients and oxygen that it needs, and you know the red blood cells also take up carbon dioxide, and you know it helps with a lot of that stuff. But so there's two different circulatory systems. There's the pulmonary system and the systemic system. So the heart is going to be sending blood to the lungs to get oxygenated, and then that blood comes back to the heart, and then it goes to systemic circulation, where it's feeding blood to all other parts of the body. And then it comes all the way back and it does the whole thing. So it does have to happen continuously in order for everything to be working. Like our liver, our stomach, our muscles, our brain, you know, all that.
That's amazing. It reaches from our head to our toes, literally. And that's kind of visual for everybody to understand the importance of it and understand a little bit better about their circulatory system. So thank you for going through that. But one of the things that first called my attention, like you said, is, you know, you donate blood or you lose blood, and then your body knows that it needs to produce some more. So where's the body getting? I was wondering, you mentioned how the body makes more red blood cells. So the body needs the raw material to make these new red blood cells. So where are we getting? Where is this coming from?
Well, it's coming from the food that we're eating. Our body stores as much as it can because example is when you go to the doctors and you're like, I'm so tired. And so the doctor will look at your red blood cells and determine whether you are iron deficient. But if the doctor takes one step further and tests for ferritin, which stores your iron, the body, like if you look at the basic foundation just with a complete blood count and your blood looks fine, it doesn't look like you're iron deficient or anemic. But then if it looks at the ferritin, your storage levels of iron might be very, very low. So, you know, the body is always storing and being ready to make sure that the base level of the body is functioning as best as it can.
Well, it sounds like we have got to feed our heart in a mighty way. Carolina, what are some quick heart foods that we have 5 seconds, five heart foods we should eat, and then we've got to wind up for... Sorry, go ahead.
It's always so fast.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's exactly what I wanted to end it up with. It is the fact that our body is continuously making new red blood cells, and for that we gotta eat heart healthy foods like fish, nuts, and fruits, for example. So if you want to learn more about Dr. Heather's work, visit her at www.humanbodydetectives.com. And for us, go to kidcritics.org. And for all our shows, Radio MD. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.